I think the question was, what was my my main factor in coming to the Falcons? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. I was really excited to come into this culture. I really liked, the whole package they brought here. I know obviously contract had something to do with it, but really it was the whole package of having such a good offense around to be really successful, and I'm excited to be in a new city and have a new start.
Gated press.
Yeah, hey Alex, it's George Henry. I imagine in the past, Matt Ryan has called guys and spoken to them when they signed new teammates. Have you spoken with them yet?
What was the question?
Have you spoken to Matt Ryan yet?
Oh yes, he reached out after it was announced, and he was like really excited. Said, "Welcome here, excited to have you around." I reciprocated that. I was really happy to be here. Ready to get to work and make some really good things happen on the field.
ESPN.com.
Yeah, Alex Vaughn McClure. I was curious to know, who would you say has been the toughest defensive lineman that you've faced in the NFL so far, and what do you think of the competition you'll face on the lines in the NFC South?
There's a lot of really good linemen. Hard to even pick, a couple. I know last year playing, we had Aaron Donald is a really talented rusher, very quick, did some really explosive things for the Rams. And then Michael Bennett in Seattle also had a lot of talent. I have to say, I'm not that familiar with the NFC South, so I definitely need to, do some studying up. I've played some of these teams, but it's definitely going to be a bit of a learning curve, and I'll have to spend some extra time in the film room to really get prepared.
AtlantaFalcons.com.
Hey, Alex, this is Kelsey. I don't know if this question's already been asked, but what are you most excited about in coming to Atlanta and playing in Kyle Shanahan's offensive scheme?
It's a system I'm comfortable with. I was with him 2 years ago in Cleveland, and I really liked, how the system worked, that we had a good thing going. It made me very comfortable knowing that it was, an offensive system that I knew and it could, perform well in. I'm excited to go out there with my new teammates and make some really good things happen on the field.
AJT?
Yeah, Alex, have you followed whether they're going to allow some of these rule changes with the cut blocking, and how does that affect you all in the outside zone blocking scheme?
I don't really know what those changes are going to be yet. I think cutting is still going to be allowed. It's just whether or not if you can have a Jason lineman chop down. It'll be a challenge, and it'll be part of the game, and we'll have to learn and adjust. I think there's a way to do it safely, and I'm sure we can do that.
Associated Press. George, do you have a follow-up? Vaughn, you got anything left?
Hey, Alex, I don't know how many different combinations you had in Cleveland when you were there and stuff. Can you just talk about the adjustment to getting used to, running a scheme like this with new players next to you? And I don't know if you even looked at some of the guys that you might be playing with, in this scheme.
I know O-line is a very tight-knit group that has to work together very well. It's going to be hard for me to leave my teammates up in Cleveland. It was a tough decision. I love those guys I played with, and to this day, I will always love them. But I'm confident that, over the off season and into the season and all training camp, you get a lot of reps, and injuries happen, and you have to be used to guys filling in there. So playing with other people is nothing new. It's just going to have to be a bit of adjustment to kind of, as a unit, grow, build, and become one of the best O-lines in the league. The scheme is pretty comfortable with. There's only so many ways to run, only so many
right
plays you can run. So however it's called, whatever it's the new name you give it, you can still have a lot of success by knowing how to block people and, you know, going full speed and playing fast. And that'll be the goal going right into the offseason program.
AtlantaFalcons.com, you have any follow-ups?
Nope.
D-Led, you got any follow-ups?
Again, what was Matt's conversation when he reached out to you, and what did he tell you about the team here, and are they trying to get back into some their winning ways?
You asked about Matt Ryan?
Yes, sir.
He was just excited and happy to have me on board. I mean, he emphasized that you're going to love it here. It's a great building, and from what I've witnessed firsthand, I agree with him. Everyone has a really positive attitude in this building, really excited. He was just really happy to have me on board. He was really happy to have me on board, and I told him I was excited to get to work.
And what was your discussion with Coach Chris Morgan like?
Good. We talked a lot about, what each of us expect from each other. He complimented on me, and he's glad I was around. I was happy to join this group, and I'm excited to, become part of this O-line and, help this O-line be the best we can be.
How would you, for the Falcon fans who don't get to see the Browns a lot, how would you describe your game to them?
Say that one more time, sorry.
For the Falcons fans who don't get to see the Browns a lot, how would you describe your style of play to those Falcons fans?
I would like to say I'm a high-effort player. I'm going to play snap the whistle, and I'm going to try to, finish and, be fast and aggressive and, do my job to the very best of my ability. I've always prided myself in kind of a blue-collar attitude and get to work and get down and dirty and getting the job done for the sake of the team.
And making the calls up front, with you being a town guy, I'm pretty sure that's something you've been comfortable with for a while. Are you okay handling that part of it?
I'm a big fan of making calls up front. I think it's really important for a center who has a good view of the entire defense, because he's in the center, to be able to see and communicate and tell the whole offensive line and, make sure everyone's on the same page. I think it's really important you have a lot of communication up front, and everyone knows what's going on, knows what defense is, knows what the play is, what's going to be, how we're going to block it, get ready to go so you can play fast, come off the ball, and have a successful play. To be successful in offense, you need all 11 guys on the same page doing the right thing every time. And I think that, is a vital part of being a successful offense.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
You're welcome.
Hey, Vaughn, we got a couple minutes to get involved.
Yes, I do. Yeah, Alex, can snapping the ball be an underappreciated aspect of the center position?
I mean, if you can't do that, you're going to have a real hard time being the center. But it presents some challenges. I know the center position is a little different because you do have to snap the ball. You are closer to the line of scrimmage. You're making contact very fast because you're right on the ball and the defense can line up almost touching you. And you also have one hand, between your legs at the start of the play. So there's a bit of a challenge there. There's a few little minor tweaks that, make your position a little different than, say, a guard or a tackle. But the actual act of snapping is pretty second nature by now.
Right, and the reason I ask you that, as you know, there were some snap issues here last season. Did Coach talk to you about that? Did Coach Chris talk to you about that? And,
that was not brought up. I know I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here. Things happen. Tough game, ball can get wet, you can be excited, snap can't be funny, someone can say something on defense. There's a lot going on any given play, and it's a very tough, it's a very tough job. I know things happen, and it's part of the game, and you have to just kind of roll with the punches and move on to the next play. No matter how good one play is, you got another one coming up right behind it, and you have to do your best ability to make the most out of, you know, every play you are given.
And one more follow-up from what I asked you earlier. So are you familiar with Levitre or Jake Matthews or anybody? I mean, how much do you know about those guys?
Me and Andy came out in the out the same year of the draft. And I think we played at the Senior Bowl together. So we've been around. We've talked. He used to be in Buffalo. We used to see him in the preseason every year. So I have, you know, some relationship with him. And that's pretty much about it.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
I've heard great things about the guys here. I think that the culture in the O-line room is going to be really good with my talks with Chris. I'm fired up. I'm excited to become part of this and really build a home here.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Alex, last question here. For Falcons fans, they've only seen Kyle Shanahan's offense in only 1 year, and you played for him. What should fans know about his offense that they might have not seen or that they should be looking forward to, having only seen it for a year?
I would just be excited that the longer you're in a system, the better you're going to run it. You know, the more in tune everyone will be, the better you get at running it off. So having another year under the belt and having the team know what's expected of them and a whole year of film to watch and learn from, you could just really become a well-oiled machine and get things going. You know, defenses do a lot of strange things and make it tough, and you have to, like, adjust and roll with the punches. But the more comfortable you are on your offense, the more you are used to seeing different defenses and know how to handle it better. So the more comfortable you are with each other, how you know to handle things, the quicker you can make a snap decision, change something going, you know, play fast and make good things happen. So I think there's an explosive offense here, and I was excited to be part of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.